Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
skies of blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. My host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. I want you to hang tight to this phone number because at about 8:30 we'll be taking some more calls. But our phone number is 855-660-4261. And the reason behind that is we have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Well, our weather has been all over the place. As you and I, you had sent an email saying the same thing. And when I woke up yesterday and saw snow, I was like, all right, I know we're going to talk to Karen. Are we going to talk about ice melt or are we going to talk about fertilizer? Because I'd rather talk about fertilizer.
We're moving forward.
Yes, definitely. You know, our weather up here is going to be, you know, it's going to warm up in a few days. We're going to get tons of rain. So we can do some of that things that we need to do. And one of the things that we need to do in the spring here is a soil test. And, you guys will do it for, you won't physically come out and take the test for us, but you will physically test our soil for us, right?
That is correct. So we wanted to remind people before we get into, starting to fertilize your lawns, if you need to get your soil tested, now is the time that you get your soil sample on order and get the soil test taken before you start fertilizing. Sampling before fertilizing is going to give you true results of the nutrient levels that are in your soil, and that's going to help guide you to making the most out of the money you spend on your lawn care, because making sure that you're applying the right nutrients at the right time for the right needs of your lawn is what's going to matter most, and that's going to help keep your lawn healthy and thriving.
Definitely worth doing right away. Now, a lot of us in spring, when we're putting down any type of fertilizer, we're thinking crabgrass and crabgrass control. And you guys have a great one in your inhibitor.
Correct. So we offer a pre-emergent crabgrass control, and it's available now to order, so you can get it applied to your lawn. So if you have snow on your ground, you want to wait until the snow, your ground's not frozen, and you don't have a lot of freestanding water on your lawn, because you want to make sure that the fertilizer is going where it's supposed to. So you want to get the inhibitor applied before soil temperatures start rising. This is going to help to prevent the crabgrass from germinating, which can be difficult to control if given a chance to get established in your lawn. Plus, the inhibitor is also a fertilizer, so you're getting the nutrients the grass plants need as they start waking up from the winter. If you normally have crabgrass, the inhibitor should be used as your first application. Then you can start your regular fertilizer applications after 4 to 5 weeks. And one bag of the inhibitor will cover 5,000 square feet. And when you're ordering, don't forget to, if you're calling in, let us know you're a Paul Parent listener, and we'll give you 10% off. If you're checking out on our website, use the coupon code PPGC, and you'll get 10% off your order. And again, our website is www.natural-alternative.com.
All right. Now, you guys do have another, you know, product out there that we can be looking at in the next few weeks here. That's 100% organic, but it's a broadleaf post-emergent in Adios.
That's correct. And that's why I was saying, you know, the inhibitors, the pre-emergent Adios is the post-emergent. And Adios, it's as your lawn is starting to wake up, so are the weeds. So you're going to start seeing weeds popping up. And if weeds do become a problem for you, we have a product that is called Adios. And it's post-emergent weed control. It's 100% organic. It's OMRI listed. And Adios, it's actually a salt-based product that is designed to attack the weed without harming your grass plants, which, you know, is kind of hard to think about. But, you know, you are trying to focus on the plant, the weed itself. And when you're applying the Adios, you want to apply the Adios to the weed until there is a slight runoff. So you want to get it so that it's getting down to the base of the plant. We want to get that salt base down into the root system. And some weeds will need more than one application depending on their growth cycle. But you can reapply the Adios every 7 to 10 days. And for those people that are ordering the powder, it's almost like a baking soda type consistency. When you're mixing it in your hand cans to be able to spray it, a couple of things that I always recommend is try to use a little bit of warm water as opposed to cold water. It helps keep that product blended well. And also put a drop of like a Dawn dish soap in the hand can because it acts like a surfactant, so it's going to help to stick the material to the plant so it's doing what it's supposed to do. You don't want to make it sudsy. Just a little bit, a drop or two, should be all you need.
Yeah, it's almost like a, you know, the old spreader sticker that's out there. It's the same exact thing. It's perfect. That's a great tip for anybody using any of these products. You can do it on a number of things. That's awesome. Now, spring, you know, we talk about programs, right? And the old way is 4 applications. I think the way Mother Nature has changed the way the temperatures are, 5 applications is the way to go because your lawn is always growing. And you guys have a 5-application process in your full fertilizer programs, right?
That's correct. So we have the full fertilizer programs, and these were designed to feed your lawn throughout the growing season. And as you said, it's a 5-step, not a 4-step. So you're doing, like, if you think about small meals throughout the day that some people recommend to do, this is like 5 meals throughout the growing season. So slowly feeding your lawn, giving it the nutrients it needs. It's based off natural and organic-based ingredients to cover 6,000 square feet per application. So this will start in the early spring, and it will continue to the winter application. So our fertilizer for the full program, it's phosphorus-free, but it's got the nutrients your lawn needs at the right time. So there's no guessing what fertilizer works best at what season we're in. Plus, you get the extra added benefit of protolyzer, which adds the organic matter to your lawn. We are focusing on the soil. We want to make sure that you're growing strong roots. We're protecting against seasonal stress, and we're helping. The fertilizer also is going to help to release the trapped nutrients in the soil. We'll also add you to our reminders list when you order your full program so that you're notified when to apply the next application. So as you're checking out, you know, put a note there, ask to be added to our reminders list, and how you want us to contact you. We'll text you, we'll email you, or we'll give you a phone call. When you're calling in, let us know to add you, and we'll make sure that your name and number and everything gets added to our list. And again, you can find our full program under the lawn section of natural-alternative.com. And just as a heads up, we are running low on fertilizer. We're waiting on our shipment to come in, so there might be a slight delay. We're very sorry. I think the spring kind of got ahead of us this year, and we're just waiting on the plants to get caught up to get our fertilizer produced. But Victoria and Laura are keeping track of all the orders, so we'll be notifying you when everything ships. So apologize for the delays. This has been a crazy pre-spring, as I've been saying.
I will say it's kind of just all of a sudden hit. In the past, like, two weeks have just been, everything's been flipped upside down. I went from...
Absolutely.
You know, I went in the office from being able to take a deep breath every once in a while, take a breath and just get some work done, to go. And you know, things like this happen. But here's the deal that I say it every time, but I love the most, is your reminder program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, life gets in the way sometimes, right? You can't remember some of these things. And you guys do a great job at reminding us of when to do everything. I mean, if I didn't have reminders in my phone, I wouldn't remember to do half the things that I do. And you guys are just like that. So we really appreciate it. I want to touch base a little bit on the mold control. We got 30 seconds before the break, so I don't want to start it. But if you maybe give the website one more time for those wondering where to get the full fertilizer programs, and then we'll get to the break and move on from there.
Sure. That website is natural-alternative.com.
Perfect. We are joined right now by Karen from Natural Alternative. We're going to take a break. We get back more information, timely information for this time of year. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic, for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are joined right now by Karen from Natural Alternative. We're talking lawns. We're talking great things right now. And right now, we need to think about some other things that bother our lawn other than, you know, crabgrass and weeds. There's some other things out there. And I want you to be thinking about moles right now and voles. And you have a great product out there to help us take care of that.
That's correct. So we offer a product called Chase Mole Control, and the idea is to chase the moles and voles from your lawn. So this time of year, once spring starts to popping up through the fall, moles and voles can wreak havoc on your lawn with creating tunnels, which will weaken the grass roots and cause lumps and bumps in your lawn. And the moles are actually looking for insects, such as, you know, grubs and other bugs, while the voles are feeding on roots and bulbs for their source of food. Our mole control is an all-natural product. It's made of corn cob pellets, and it's coated in castor oil, which is designed to deter these from coming into your lawn. So you're controlling them in a humane way. And simply you want to start at around your house and create a border around your house and make 3 to 4 passes, wait a day, and then repeat that step as you work your way out from your house so that these moles and voles are going out of your lawn. And you'll need to repeat this every 30 days for maximum control. But it is a good product, and it's easy to apply. It's a granular product, so it will work in your spreaders. And like I said, it's a very easy product to apply, and it works well.
Definitely. And now's the time really to be doing that in these next few weeks here.
Yeah.
So you talked about grubs as well, and it's not just, all right, get rid of the moles. We got to take care of what they're looking for, and then some of them are looking for some of those grubs, and you have a product in Grub Gone that we should definitely be looking at using right now.
Sure. So Grub Gone is a great product. It's 100% organic product. It's OMRI listed, and it's a broad spectrum control against all white grubs. So you don't need to know, you know, what type of grub you have. If you see a white grub in your lawn, you know that the grub gun will help to control the grubs. And it's an easy-to-apply granular product, and it's safe for all types of grass. So it's safe for pets, the beneficial insects, birds, and aquatics. So if you accidentally get it into, you know, if you have a pond or something, it's a non-toxic to fish, and it's a non-water contaminant. So we always like to mention that because, we're trying to protect our waterways and the beneficials. This product comes in a 40-pound bag that covers up to 16,000 square feet. We also offer it in a 10-pound bag that covers 4,000 square feet. And GrubGon can be used as both a preventative and a curative. And again, you can find these on our website at natural-alternative.com.
Perfect. Now, let's turn, you know, to rejuvenating the lawn after something happened. And you have some great grass seeds that I'd love to hear about.
Sure. So anybody that may have had some damage to the lawn from the winter, or if you have some weak spots in your lawn, we have offer several different types of grass seeds to help fill in those areas from damage that may have occurred. And most areas people will use our Newbury grass seed, which is our tall fescue seed. We also offer Iron Man, which is a combination of tall fescue, ryegrass, and bluegrass. And when we're talking with our seed vendors and the people out in Oregon, they know we like clean grass seed. Some people don't realize what all goes into creating a blend of grass seed, but we want to make sure that we're not opening up your lawn to other problems that could occur. So we are always asking and telling them we want zero weed and zero crop seed. So, again, trying to eliminate other problems that go into your lawn, but you're also getting really good grass seed and you're building up that lawn and those roots to help to thicken up the lawn. And once you get that thick lawn, that's going to help to crowd out weeds and, you know, just make for an overall healthy lawn.
Definitely. And we got about 30 seconds left here. That okay. First mowing tip, what height should we have it on that first mow?
So you want to mow high. We always recommend mowing 3 to 3.5 to 4 inches high. And it's very important because you're going to help to develop that root system. A healthier root system is going to mean a healthier lawn.
Awesome. We got them all. I appreciate you coming on, Karen. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. We're going to be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA News Update. President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. An outpouring of support continues to come in from around the world for Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, who shares her cancer diagnosis with the world in a video she records.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money. USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I just want to say real quick, thank you again to Karen from Natural Alternative for joining us. I do appreciate you coming on with that great information. And before I get into the calls, I want to share one thing. She had sent me an email. I just didn't see it before we were talking. And I'm laughing here because it's just too right. It says, fun fact, snow is less magical on March 25th than it is on December 25th. Oh my God, so true, right? Anyways, let's get into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Sherry's in Yarmouth.
Sherry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I called you before regarding Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Because I planted them and never got anything. And you told me about your dad and how he was picking them for Christmas. So I decided to leave them there. Well, they are still living. I don't know how they survived the frigid temperatures we had at times this winter. But this is what they look like. Each Brussels sprout on the stem looks more like a flower than a Brussels sprout. On the top of each plant is a giant Brussels sprout, more looking like a small open cabbage. Are these things any good to eat when they look like a flower, the Brussels sprout?
So usually when they've gone to a flower,
It's not actually a flower. It's just that the leaves have spread out to resemble like an ornamental cabbage.
So the leaves all the way up the stem or on the top? That's what I'm sorry.
Both.
But they've spread out on the sides.
Yes.
So the leaves are, you know, normal on the sides to come up and down there. On the top, though, you're telling me it looks like a cabbage on the top? It's like that big? Like it's like huge?
Yeah. Well, it's, when I put my hand out, it's that size. If I put my hand out and as if I'm holding an orange, it's that size.
Okay, so that's not small by any means.
No.
You know, they, I'd take a, I'm not sure if that's even going to be worth it because we're looking more for like that small, compacted,
right.
Brussels sprout to it. There are, you know, some will use like the leaves, in recipes. Some people will, and you can actually harvest them this time of year. So it's not like it's saying no, right? They can be used in the same way, like a kale, cabbage, collards, right?
Oh, okay.
It's not necessarily because this is the time to do it. This would be the time to do it, remove them and use them up. And especially if you cut it, you'll see like the center. And if it's the same as... like what the Brussels sprout looks like in the center, you know, if you cut into a Brussels sprout, it's very tight and white in the center and green on the outside.
Yeah.
If you cut into that, you know, that center might be just as good as a Brussels sprout, but you can actually use the leaves in sautéing. You can use them in a number of things.
How about shredded in a salad? How about that?
Yeah, so you could actually use that as well.
Okay.
Not a problem. I just clean them up. Don't leave all the stem and the stalk and everything. But it can be done. There's recipes out there if you're looking for it to do, right? Because it's in the same family as obviously the cabbage, the broccoli, the collards, kales, all of that. So not a bad thing.
Well, how do you grow Brussels sprouts? Because, you know, I put it out in the spring, never got anything all summer long and all fall. And all this growth happened over the winter.
Well, so Brussels sprouts, love cold temperatures. They do better in the cold. Now, is it a sunny location, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Full south sun.
Okay. Have you done any soil tests at all in the soil?
No.
Okay, so we're looking for a very neutral soil. Can be about like a 6.5-ish, uh-huh. Right? Not a big deal to do there. So it doesn't have to be crazy. We want it in the neutral aspect. We don't want it in acidic or alkaline. So
okay.
If you bought, you know, bags of soil and added it to the, you know, the raised beds or whichever you have,
I did.
It's most likely going to be neutral, right? It's not going to be
okay.
Something that's acidic or alkaline because they usually tend to have that, right?
Okay.
excuse me. So the soil is a big thing, making sure it's taken care of that way. When did you start them?
In the spring.
In the spring?
I used, small plants. I purchased small plants at the nursery.
Okay.
So I would say it was late spring.
And nothing started to form for you at all. You didn't even see any a little bit.
No. I saw no evidence of, it's like, well, where do they grow? Yeah.
I get you. and it's in a sunny location. You probably have pretty
right.
good soil. We definitely want the cool weather, and it should have done better in the fall. Because I do remember talking with you in the fall saying, hey, like,
yes.
Just wait. because it happened with my father, right? Yeah. And he was getting them that time of year.
And at that time of year, Patrick, they were like peas.
Yep. And they never developed from there?
They never developed to look like a Brussels sprout. They were always small. And they're still small, but what they have done is spread their leaves out into looking like an ornamental cabbage all up and down the side of the stem.
Okay. All right. You know, sometimes, so it could be one of two things, because they show the same here, all right? With Brussels sprouts, if we missed a watering or we had too much water, sometimes they will shrivel and slow down and they won't completely. So if they miss one or have too much, they might not fully develop, right? And that could have been part of it.
Okay.
And again, so overwatering and underwatering almost look identical on every plant. I hate it. Like, it's just,
wow.
I wish there was an easier way to say, well, that's overwatered versus that's underwatered, right? There isn't. So that could be part of it. You know, I would have to say, you know, we probably need to look at, you know, a fertilizer program on these, keeping up with that a little bit, maybe adding some of that protolizer to the soil to help enrich the soil a little bit. I would also look at possibly getting a soil test done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't refill the planters these raised beds every year, right?
No.
You just,
no.
Yes. So this, the soil's
frankly,
probably been there for a little bit.
Yes. And okay. Quite frankly, I'm just not a fertilizer person.
That's okay.
That's my downfall. Yes.
So there's, you know, there are fertilizers out there that are, you know, organic and easy ways to do it. If you're worried about organics versus synthetics, the Neptune's Harvest, organic fish and seaweed, is probably one of the best for the veggie gardens.
Good.
Right.
That I can do that. I mix with
With water.
With water. Yes.
Yep.
And yes, I would manage.
So that right there is going to be, I think, the key to your success for this ongoing year.
Okay.
Right? Yes. I think adding something along those lines is going to help you. And it's going to help it push some growth into it. You know, I think that could be the missing ingredient, especially you know, certain parts of the Cape were in a drought last year, right? And then certain parts had a lot of rain, so it was up and down. And if you had a drought, the nutrients were stuck in the soil and weren't going to where they were, which meant they were trapped. And then if you had too much rain, it was actually washing a lot of those nutrients out. So it seems to me that we need to get into a fertilizer routine for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then start getting them a little bit more into them. Because, you know, we're looking to plant those seeds in early April. So coming up in the next few weeks. Or if you're going to transplant them, obviously in May. And, you know, the thing is, if we have a really hot summer as well, and if you had a drought conditions and hot summer, that might be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they don't do well in that. They like cold temperatures.
Okay.
So, you know, the other thing is we want a few of those frosts to get the flavor into the Brussels sprouts. And we didn't have a lot of really, I mean, we had some cold temperatures, but we didn't have a lot of freezes or frosts early in the season, right? It took a little bit. So,
correct.
You know, that's part of it. I think it's a combination of Mother Nature just being all over the place to just the needing some fertilizer. So I would definitely look for you to be looking at doing that. One thing to remember with the Neptune's Harvest is, you know, only mix what you need and don't leave it in the container if you still have some left. Remember, it's fish. It literally, the company Neptune's Harvest comes from a fishing family. They use the fish to sell the fillets, etc. And what they were doing, instead of just throwing everything away, they now use everything that's left as part of the fertilizer, and they make this fertilizer, right? So if you were to put some of it in and you leave it in a bucket, it's going to start smelling like rotten fish, right?
Okay.
It doesn't do that when you fertilize, right? Because it goes into the soil, it goes where it wants. But if it's in a bucket and it's just sitting, you're going to all of a sudden have seagulls coming around your house and wondering, what, you know, did you move to the beach, right? So that's just something to remember. But that is the perfect one to use for veggie gardens. And you can use it every 2 to 3 weeks. So it's perfect for you. Comes in a gallon size. You might think you might not use the whole gallon, but you might. But they have pints and quarts. Plenty of opportunity for you. All righty?
Yes, thank you so much, Patrick.
All right, Sherry, you have a great rest of your day.
And you too, Pat.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
All right, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Rockland.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Mike, you
Hello,
with us?
Patrick.
Hey, good morning.
I have a problem. I have a little lime in my lawn. I put down pelletized lime March 2nd.
Okay.
So, should I put more down?
You put just the regular pelletized lime that you buy, like a 40-pound bag, and it does 1,000 square feet.
Yeah, I put it down March 2nd.
I wouldn't do anything yet. That it's a slow release, and it, to be honest with you, can take up to 6 months for it to fully release. So by putting more down, you might actually burn the lawn.
Yeah, I thought so. I put it down every year.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, if you put it down every year, you're keeping it consistent, you're keeping it neutral. You know, what I'd look at doing, have you done a soil test at all? Are there issues with the lawn? Or?
Yeah, because you can't do it now. It's too cold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is cold. But if you can get a shovel in the ground, we're looking to go down about 6 to 8 inches into the soil. That's where we're going to find the best soil for a sample.
Yeah, my pH last year was 7.0.
Okay. Now, were there issues with the lawn or?
No.
Okay, well, perfect. Yeah, so I'd just continue to do the same thing. If you're keeping it that, you know, if it's at a 7, you know, it's in good shape, it's doing everything it wants, that one that you put down will be fine. right?
Okay, should I put down a lime in the spring or put it in the fall? Which is better?
You know, you can do either on it, but you've been doing it so consistently, it seems, that when you're doing it, it's perfect.
Okay.
Because, you know, it can take 6 months to completely go out there. I mean, I wouldn't be putting it every 6 months, but I'd be putting it in the early spring. If you could do it for, you know, fall and late in the season, that's fine, too, if you wanted to switch it up.
Or which is the best way to do it?
To be honest, it's six of this, half a dozen of another. You know, it's the same. It, either way, up to you on when you want to do it. You know, you do it in the fall sometimes. It's ready for spring once spring hits, but you're not getting all the benefits throughout the season to keep it there. So, yeah. You know, it's probably good when you're doing it, and I don't see a problem for you.
Okay, when can I start fertilizing?
So you're in Rockland, right? Rockland, Mass, right? Or New Hampshire?
Yeah, right next to Hingham.
Okay, let's see. So we're looking for your temperatures in the soil to be above about 50 plus degrees. You're still in the low temperatures, on the low 30s and the high 30s and low 40s. You probably have, you know, maybe a couple weeks left, maybe a week to 2 weeks.
Usually put it down the second week in April.
It's probably about the best time to do it. You know, take a look and see if forsythia are starting to bud up and you're starting just to see a little bit of yellow, that's the perfect time to do the first application. Are you doing a crabgrass control or are you just doing a fertilizer?
No, I'm a crabgrass control.
Yeah, so we want to make sure we do that, you know, just as the forsythia are starting to bloom. So you're right on with your time frame, maybe the second week of April, but it could be the first week of April, because I look at the long-term forecast. The temperatures are going to rise, but it's going to be rainy. So the soil temperatures are going to warm up, and we need them to be about 55 degrees for crabgrass to germinate. It needs to be that way for three consistent days. And when we start seeing 50s stay, that's probably a good time to do it. This upcoming week, it's looking like it's going to be in the 50s, but a lot of rain. I wouldn't put the fertilizer down because it could wash some of it away and not be effective for you. So, you know, could be about 2 weeks is what we're looking at probably.
Yeah, it was 26 degrees this morning.
Yeah, I woke up, it was 24, and I was like, are you sure? Then I stepped outside and said, yep, nope, definitely 24.
So, I listened to you from 8 to 10. Are you on earlier?
Yeah, we start at 6 every Sunday. Go to our website at paulparent.com.
I don't have a computer.
Okay. So you can get us on online, too. But we're here every Sunday, 6 to 10. So you can still call if you want.
1.
Perfect.
Are you on it? 6 to 10 on?
I'm always on every week, 6 to 10. It just might not be on some of the radios. I got to take a break. I'll be back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.